Hello, everyone, and welcome to the ForteCast podcast, the official podcast of Fort Healthcare. I'm your host, Dr. Michael Anderson, ear, nose, and throat physician and president and CEO of Fort Healthcare. I'm excited today to have my guest, Bringa Johnson, who's one of our physical therapists, to talk about falls and fall prevention. This is a major topic and initiative within our healthcare system. Preventing falls is always on the forefront of our minds as we care for our people, not only in the hospital, but out in our community. So I'm very happy to have Bringa with us today. Bringa, just to start off, tell our listeners how long you've been with Fort Healthcare.
Thank you, Dr. Anderson. I've been with Fort Healthcare for the past 6.5 years. I'm a physical therapist and dual certified in both orthopedics and geriatrics specialist.
So when it comes to falls, you're a bit of an expert, aren't you?
I love learning about how to prevent falls and how to better reach out, not only within our healthcare system, but also to the community to prevent falls.
You know, and it's such an important topic. I just had this conversation with one of our orthopedic colleagues. I had no idea that the mortality risk of a hip fracture was so high within the first year. And most of those are from a fall and potentially preventable fall. I had no idea the mortality rate is roughly 50% within the first year of a hip fracture.
Yeah, according to the CDC, more than 95% of hip fractures are caused by falling, and usually by falling sideways.
So with that being said, Bringa, how does the physical therapist go about screening for a fall risk? Can you take me through that process?
Sure, Ken. One small thing I'd like to add is that according to the CDC, Wisconsin has the highest rate of older adult falls deaths in the United States. There are many factors that contribute to the risk of falling, including medications, poor strength and balance, home hazards, and terrain, and even more. And actually, in our state, the rate of deaths from falls among people 65 years and older rose from 19.1% in 2016, while overall in the whole nation, it only rose 7.6% in a 3-year time frame. So we're at a significantly increased risk of falling in our state. And no, the common question is it related to our weather? It is not. There's not a correlation because other states with similar weather have lower fall rates.
So Bringa, I had no idea that Wisconsinites were at such risk for falling. I bet you a lot of people don't realize that. So actually, our fall rates are a little bit higher and the consequences of those falls are higher than national averages. Is that true?
That is true.
So as a physical therapist, do you have patients that get referred to you for fall risk, or are there preventative programs for fall risk, or how do you get involved with patient care to prevent falls?
Well, there's a number of ways. First and foremost, we provide screenings. So there's many different ways that you can actually screen for fall risk. A lot of times it happens within a provider's clinic-based appointment. So two very simple questions are often asked. Have you fallen in the past 12 months, or are you afraid you might fall? Just having the fear of falling increases your likelihood of falling by 50%. So based on an individual's responses to those two questions, that can refer to more screenings, such as what we call the timed up and go. So how long it takes you to stand up from a chair, walk about 10 feet and come back, that indicates your risk of falling. Your speed of how fast you can walk can also indicate your likelihood of falling, along with other more specialized tests, including your grip strength. Strangely enough, there's a strong correlation. If you have a decreased grip strength, you're an increased likelihood to fall. There's other screenings that can occur that are not specifically directed towards your balance and strength, but also screening for vision, blood pressure changes, changes in sensation, and if there's any issues or changes in feet and people's ability to make contact with the floor. So screening for someone's falls can be very complex or can be just as simple as asking a couple of questions.
So Bringa, it sounds like family physicians or primary care providers will do an initial screening for falls. And if they find something concerning, then they will refer those patients on to you or your physical therapy colleagues to screen for the fall risk. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. And we're trying to get out into the community to do some fall screening too. But just those basic screening questions can help refer patients to a specific physical therapist. However, sometimes people don't need a full physical therapy evaluation and treatment, but there's many other ways that people that may be concerned about their balance or just want to keep moving very well. There's strengthening balancing exercises you can Google if it's as simple as that. Other people prefer more community-based things. There's social aspects of our balance that can be improved if we attend classes such as Tai Chi, Stronger Bodies. There's other programs at local senior centers, including A Matter of Balance, Stepping On, Ballroom Basics for Balance. There's even a program that you perform at home. It's called Otago. It's based in Australia. That research shows that if you consistently perform this balance program, it decreases your risk of falling by 35 to 40%, which is really huge in our falls prevention strategies throughout the nation.
Absolutely. So it sounds like you do a really nice job of reaching out to the community and offering them several techniques to improve their risk to prevent falls.
We also do other screenings too. The basic, like looking at how your home is set up, looking for trip hazards. Do you need grab bars places? Do you need railings for your stairs? Is there enough lighting? Those are all things that are important, along with getting your medications reviewed by either your primary care provider or a pharmacist to make sure there's no medications that might be affecting your possible blood pressure getting too low or something like that.
So can patients reach out directly to our physical therapy department and our physical therapists to have a screening done, or does it have to be through their primary care provider?
That's a tricky question. So we are doing screenings for the month of October, and I can give you the days and times of that. But a lot of times if a patient is being referred specifically to physical therapy for their balance, they will need a referral from their provider, possibly due to insurance, and if they're usually more likely to be on Medicare, which requires a referral.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, if you're doing a screening in the office from a patient that has been referred, Bringa, and you find that they're at significant fall risk, how many visits or subsequent visits do you spend with that patient? And do you ever get the patient's families involved, given the living situation of a particular patient?
Absolutely. So the amount of visits is always dependent on how much progress we're making, how we're tolerating things. Unfortunately, here in Wisconsin, sometimes people stop during the winter months because it's just not feasible or safe to come to therapy then. But absolutely getting family members involved, possibly recommending a referral to like podiatry or making sure the medications are appropriate for the patient, recommending possibly a certain assistive device or ways to move more safely throughout their day. It's a whole healthcare team that needs to be utilized.
Yeah, absolutely. As in most aspects of healthcare, the team approach is almost always warranted. Nobody can do it just by themselves. The topic of falls, Bringa, is so important in preventing them because the consequences are just so great for this population. We spend so much time trying to prevent falls on the inpatient side, and this is wonderful to hear about initiatives on the outpatient community-based side as well. Is there anything else you would like to tell our listeners?
First, those screening dates. We have one in Cambridge at the Oakland Presbyterian Church on Wednesday, October 11th. We have one at Whitewater Senior Center on Thursday, October 12th, and then at the Fort Atkinson Senior Center on Friday, October 27th. We'll continue to advertise and promote those, but definitely don't hesitate to call for details. Also, want to stress to the importance to the community that falls are not a normal part of aging. If you've had a fall, a near fall, or are afraid of falling, please know that there are lots of resources out there for you. There's a Falls Free Wisconsin initiative, and they're really trying to give out a lot of good information to the general public about prevention of falls. Your local senior center usually has classes specifically for leg strengthening and to improve your balance. And feel free to talk about your fear of falling or your recent falls with your primary care provider, your physical therapist, occupational therapist as well. Again, it's not a normal part of aging, and there's ways to prevent further falls and keep you out of the hospital injury-free.
That's excellent advice and information, Bringa. Thank you. It sounds like a lot of falls can certainly be preventable. And of course, part of that is to improve awareness. And I really hope that this podcast has improved awareness for fall prevention amongst our listeners. So Bringa, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So that'll conclude it for this episode of the Fortcast podcast. Once again, I'm Dr. Michael Anderson. I'd like to again thank our guest, Bringa Johnson, one of our physical therapists. If you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and check out our full podcast library online. And have a great day, everybody.